From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Bloch.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The Army and Halliburton have struck a deal and resolved a long simmering dispute about the cost of providing meals for soldiers in Iraq. Pentagon auditors had suggested the company overcharged the government by up to 40% for its dining facilities. But yesterday, the Army agreed to pay all but 5% of the $1.2 billion bill. NPR's Kathleen Chalk reports.
The dispute arose because Halliburton subsidiary KBR billed the Army for many more meals than it actually served. It was an unusually big discrepancy and a long, tough negotiation. But spokeswoman Linda Tice says the Army is satisfied.
We've agreed to pay KBR $1.18 billion for the build costs for the dining facility services in Kuwait and Iraq during the initial months of Operation Iraqi Freedom. Everybody believes it's a fair and reasonable settlement.
The Army is cutting the company some slack, in part because the alleged overcharging occurred at the start of the war. This makes sense, according to Steve Schooner, co-director of George Washington University's Government Procurement Law Program. He says KBR's subcontractor was told to prepare for many more troops than actually showed up.
After the fact, the Defense Contract Audit Agency suggested that what should have happened is that KBR's subcontractor should have only requested reimbursement for the number of meals actually served.
He says it's not unusual for payments under cost-plus contracts to be adjusted later.
If the government had known exactly how many meals were going to be served, they probably would have used a fixed-price contract rather than a cost-reimbursement contract. But the whole point is they didn't know how many meals were going to be served.
Now, in fact, the Army has agreed to pay a fixed price negotiated in advance for meals KBR provides in the future. KBR's profit margin will rise. None of this sits well with California Democrat and frequent Halliburton critic Henry Waxman.
They've gotten special treatment from the very beginning, and this is just another example of how the Pentagon auditors have been ignored, and the Pentagon brass has given them another opportunity to make more money.
Waxman points out that Halliburton still faces other allegations of overcharging. James Wicklund, Managing Director of Energy Research for Bank of America Securities, says the agreement on dining services is certainly good news for Halliburton, but he says the company could get an even bigger lift from new government assessments of 3 of 27 task orders, or chunks of work, KBR has performed.
And Halliburton received ratings of between very good and excellent. Now, depending on Halliburton's rating on these projects, there is additional monies that Halliburton can earn in addition to the 1.5% to 3% margins on the cost-plus basis.
Wicklund says regardless of what the public might think of Halliburton, it's ultimately the clients who affect the company's bottom line.
Halliburton isn't a consumer company. You know, people don't buy goods or services directly from Halliburton. They work for the U.S. government, major oil companies, and those types.
Still, the company's bristled at the criticism it's faced. It's been running ads on television and in major newspapers to try to burnish its image, and a spokeswoman called the settlement with the Army fabulous news. Kathleen Chalk, NPR News, Washington.